Today's scripture reading is from Book of John, chapter 11, verses 17 through 27.
約書錄經文是約翰福音第11章第17至27節。
The worship leaders will read this passage first in English and then in Chinese.
崇拜主席會用英文讀出，然之後用中文讀。
John 11:17. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world."
約翰福音第11章17至27節。 耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经4天了，马大利离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路。有好些犹太人来看马大和马利亚，要为他们的弟兄安慰他们。马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，马利亚却仍然坐在家里。 马大对耶稣说：主啊，你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。就是现在，我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。耶稣说：你弟兄必然复活。犹大说：马大说：我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。耶稣对他说：复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。 凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话么？马大说：主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有神的道永远长存。
The choir will now present a musical offering. See what a morning.
我们诗班为我们献诗，是看这一早晨。
We warmly welcome Reverend Jin Chung to bring us today's message titled, I am the Resurrection and the Life.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we give another round of applause to our God and our choir team who have, I think, in my opinion, sang better than angels in heaven. Praise God. I keep on saying this, but we should do this every week. And I'm praying, Margaret, to our Lord. Happy Easter, everyone. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. So with that resurrection hope, why don't we, if you're able, get off your seat and greet one another by saying Happy Easter. What I also do notice is some of you are actually dressed up for this Sunday. With that being said, let's take our mind and our heart back to the time of Jesus. At the time of Jesus' death and resurrection, beneath the streets of the city of Rome, there was another city called the City of Dead.
當時呢,這個城市,這個羅馬城市當中呢,在街道當中,有一個地方,叫做好像一個死的城。
And we know the City of Dead as catacombs.
這個死城呢,其實我們知道呢,在歷史當中說呢,是一個地下的一個墳墓。
It's where, beginning of the 2nd and 3rd century, it's where early Christians buried their dead, thousands of them, narrowly shelved into stone walls. But for those who were not Christian back then, the Roman pagans, when they buried their dead, they decorated their tomb with images of mourning, finality, the images of the underworld.
當時的羅馬的外邦人,他們未相信主耶穌基督的,他們死的時候,死之後,他們的墳墓是有一個很幽暗,很傷心的死之後的時間。
Because it was for them, the grave was the end of one's soul.
當時人就想到,死就是人生的終點。
But when you walk into the Christian catacombs, you can still visit there today if you have time. You see the walls are covered with images of life.
但若然你去看基督徒的地下坟墓,你会看到他们有一个影像,就是充满着一个生命的影像。
And do you know one of the most frequently painted scenes across those underground burial Christian tombs?
如果你真的去看的時候,現在都可以去看到的,就是法國,就看到他們其實去遊那些是什麼來的呢?
You might think it's crucifixion, but it's not.
去遊的影像是不是說耶穌基督他的受死呢?
It's not nativity, neither.
也是不是說一個耶穌他出生的地方呢?
But it is the picture of Lazarus.
反而他遊的影像是畫了拉撒路去復活的影像。
A man standing upright, still wrapped in grave clothes, walking out of that place of dead because Jesus called him out.
這個影像一畫就畫了一個人,他站了在那裡,他仍然被那些埋葬之後包住的屍體的布,他站在那裡,就是為什麼?因為他的名已經被耶穌去呼召。
You see, back then, early Christians, when they were publicly professing their faith upon Jesus, they were being hunted and they were being martyred.
因為在當時的年代,就是說若然人去宣稱他是相信主耶穌基督的時候,他們會被追殺。
They're bearing their own children on these walls.
佢哋依基督徒死咗之後，佢哋會埋葬喺依啲嘅墳墓當中。
And yet, when they picked up a brush to paint the last thing their loved ones would see, they painted a resurrection of Lazarus.
就話當依啲依基督徒死咗之後，佢哋一家人就會喺個墳墓嗰時喺嗰度就會畫一啲嘅畫。咁嗰啲畫嘅影像乜嘢啊？個影像就係拉撒路去復活。
Because they knew from deep in their heart.The grave was not the final word of their life.
咁啊，基督徒佢哋家人知道就话死亡唔系一个人嘅终点站。
They knew, just as Lazarus, they would follow Christ into resurrection.
因为当时基督徒佢知道就话人死后就好似像基督一样，会系继续嘅去跟随基督。
2,000 years later, today, my question for us this morning is: Do you still know?What they knew.
就是说我们2000年后了，我们问一个同一个问题，究竟你是不是能够明白当时人的想法呢？
Do you still know what they knew?
你是不是仍然知道他们所认识的东西呢？
Because here's the thing, most of us believe in the resurrection the way we believe in the rotation of the earth.
因为我们很多人都好像相信这个复活，就好像我们相信地球会自转一样。
We know it is true.
我们知道地球自转是真的。
You could probably pass an exams on it.
你可能读个书，你考个试。
But it stopped changing the way we live.
但是虽然你知道，但是没有改变你人的生命。
So today I want us to see Martha.
所以今天早上我想你看德马大。
A woman who buried her brother meets Jesus on the dusty road.And hears him speak his brother's name in his mouth.
就係馬大，佢啱啱佢要去葬佢個弟兄拉撒路，而佢知道耶穌基督佢係去行過嚟。
And through her story, we want us to know that Jesus, on his resurrection, is not offering another set of religion.
而佢知道就話耶穌基督佢叫拉撒路去復活，佢知道耶穌唔係只係俾出一個另一個嘅宗教。
He's offering.Himself, I am the resurrection and life.
耶稣就系奉献俾佢自己出嚟，就系话我自己就系一个复活。
And everyone who saw him, the resurrected Jesus, changed incredibly.
就话每个人见到一个复活嘅耶稣基督，人生系会有改变。
So this morning, I want us to see this resurrected Jesus in two ways.
所以今天早上我哋会睇呢个复活有两样嘢要睇。
First, what the resurrection.Frees us from.
第一樣就係話復活究竟喺我哋嘅生命當中去拯救釋放我哋乜？從咩釋放出嚟咧
？Second, what the resurrection brings us into.
而第二就係話復活究竟將我哋去帶入一啲乜嘢咧
？In today's text that we read in verse 17, we see that Jesus arrives a city called Bethany or town Bethany.
咁我哋今朝早上我哋睇就話第十七節開始就話耶穌。
It's about 2 miles off Jerusalem, and there a man named Lazarus has been in the tomb or dead for 4 days.
就话嚟到呢个伯大利，就大约喺个耶路撒冷嘅2公里嘅地方附近，就有一个人拉撒路就啱系死咗，大约系4日。
And many other Jews had come to Martha and Mary because they were Lazarus's sister to console them.
咁好多嘅犹太人都嚟到呢个马大马利亚当中，因为知道佢个弟兄。
But in Jewish culture, the rabbis taught that the soul had departed the body on the 3rd day of death.
而当时犹太人嘅文化就系会讲就话呢个啲嘅拉比就讲就话人死咗之后3天个灵魂就会离开嘅身体。
So being dead for 4 days, day 4 would meant the decomposition of the body had begun, and this person has certainly died.
所以第四日嘅时间就知道啦，呢个尸体就开始嘅腐化啦。
Now, Martha, the brave and honest Martha, the same Martha who complained about her sister Mary later because Mary was washing Jesus' feet with her hair, not helping Martha.
而马大就是这个玛利亚的姊妹，就是呢同一个马大，她是去投诉她的姊妹玛利亚，为什么当时拉撒路死了，她还反而去忙，去用她的头发去抹耶稣的脚呢？
She runs out to meet Jesus.She says in verse 21 to 22, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
他第21節、22節說主啊你若早在這裡我弟兄就不會死
But even now I know that whatever you ask from God God will give you
就說但我知道就是現在你無論向神求什麼神必賜給你
What is she saying? There are so many emotions packed into these two verses. Well, first of all, do you feel the weight of that inquiry? Do you feel that the blame that Adam had against God on Eve? Do you believe that there's a little bit of faith? Even now, I know if you ask, he can live. These are good faith. These are good theology, good knowledge. But it's like something is missing there. Do you feel that? And also, do you feel that these sentences coming from someone who's been lying awake a night trying to replay what if he was here? What if?
就說我們去想就說若然那個人即馬達當時是想就說若然什麼怎樣怎樣怎樣若然怎樣怎樣怎樣就不會這樣
What if only the doctor had caught it sooner? What if I had called earlier? Or what if God had shown up when I begged him?
很多時候會想,若然醫生早點告訴我發生什麼事,若然我早點打個電話就好點,若然我苦苦去相求的時候,神會給我。
But what does Jesus say to her?
但反而耶穌怎麼跟馬大去說?
In verse 23, he doesn't say much, he said, your brother will rise again.
耶穌說,你弟兄必然復活。
And Martha answers immediately to Jesus as if she knows what she's talking about. In verse 24, she says, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Her theology is definitely correct. We will all rise from the dead in our resurrected body because of Jesus. If this was a seminary exam on eschatology, she would get
100.
But here's the problem. And this is the problem of a lot of seminarians I see. Theology is distant from her pain. She has the idea of resurrection filed somewhere far away in the drawer of her mind, and it is labeled someday in the future.
And
it's being locked with a key. Even at the death of her brother. Her theology is not touching her pain anymore, even though she has the proper theology. This is how most of us live today, doesn't it? Including those who have been in church for all our lives. This is why we need sanctification as a progression. We believe in the resurrection the way we believe in the rotation of the earth. It is true out there. It is objectively true by all people who are well educated, but it makes no practical difference to us and how we live. Is it possible that we've been saying, I believe in the resurrection of the body, every time we confess our faith through the creeds, creed?
我就話我哋好似係咪話我哋每一次我哋所相信嘅復活，而我哋每一次去講宣告，我哋相信耶穌基督嘅復活，我哋身體又復活。
And yet, when we walk out that door, we live as though death still has our final saying.
雖然我哋口中仍然係講話我哋相信呢個復活，但係當我哋行出呢個教會之後，我仍然活出呢個死嘅生命。
Is it possible that we've been so grievous as though there's no hope?And as though the cross accomplished nothing for us.
我哋系咪活着一个生命，好似我哋活着呢个好似仍然嘅系有伤痛、伤心呢个实嘅生命？呢十架好似嘅成就冇喺我哋嘅生命当中去显出。
Is it possible that we are still living a life that has been shaped by death of Christ, not His resurrection?
我哋系咪我嘅生命，我作为基督徒嘅生命里面，只系仍然停留咗喺？
Or even worse, is it possible that our life is driven by death in general, apart from Christ Himself?
我哋过着一个基督徒嘅生命，系咪只系顾住一个系已经有死，只系死嘅生命咧？
Those lives we call that they're still under the tyranny of a defeated enemy.
如果仍咁活着呢个生命嘅时候，我哋嘅生命系死嘅。
Is it possible that we might be still living today as a prisoner who does not know that war is over?
我哋活着呢个基督徒嘅生命系咪活着好似一个嘅范畴，唔知道其实呢个嘅监狱嘅门已经打开咧
？Still huddled in his own cell of death when the door has been standing open for many many years?
系咪就话我哋过着呢个生命好似一个范畴当中喺？活着在这个范畴里面，不知道其实这道门已经打开了很多年。
To contextualize that to today and our young generation who are now exposed to myriads of information at their fingertip,
现在我们这个世代，我们的年轻人充满着这个资讯的世代。
Our generation, unfortunately, is being drowned in information and yet starving for hope.
我哋而家嘅世代嘅年輕人，我哋充滿著呢個世界嘅知識，好多嘅嘅資料，但係佢嘅生命嘅當中係冇一個嘅改變。
I do not have to persuade you, but we have access to more data than any more information than any civilization in history, isn't it?
啊，咁我哋呢個世代其實係咪話我哋能夠去接觸呢個世界好多嘅資料多過我哋以前？
And yet, we also find that we are more anxious than ever.
但反而嘅冇發現到就話而家嘅人反而比以前更加嘅焦慮。
And the answer is simple. Why is that? Because information about the future cannot save us.
因為我哋知道就話只係單單去認識呢啲資料，唔能夠去改變去拯救我哋。
Only Jesus, the Son of God, who holds the past and the present and future, can save us.
啊，只有耶穌基督佢係掌管而家。過去、現在、將來的耶穌基督才能夠去改變。
Theology is good, but theology doesn't save us.
認識是神學是好，但只是單單認識神學不能夠去改變你的生命。
The knowledge of the Bible is good, but in itself, if it does not point us to Christ, cannot save us.
就是說聖經裡面的資料，我們去看的神學是本身是好，但不能夠，若然你不能夠明白去這個是指著耶穌基督的時候，去明白耶穌基督的生命，你生命不能够有改变。
The risen King Jesus, the Son of God, saves us.
是复活的这个耶稣基督才能够改变我们的生命，去拯救我们。
For that reason,
因为这个原因,
resurrection takes us into a different presence, different place of the presence of God.
就是说这个复活的主让我们明白的时候，去带领我们去一个另一个生命。
In verse 25, Jesus' answer provides an answer to that theological, emotional enigma we just discussed. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
在第25節當中，耶穌對馬大說，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Let's together unpack what he meant. So at that time, Martha put her hope in a future event of resurrection that will happen when God returns.
Even though
she's speaking to Jesus,
甚至他虽然是直接的和耶稣的说话的时候,
like those two disciples on their road to Emmaus,
就好像当时的门徒一样,
and Jesus says to Martha, Martha, the resurrection is not an event.
就说,
Martha, I am the resurrection.
他就说,
it is not something that will happen out there or end of the time. Martha, calm, and it's okay because I am the resurrection and I am standing right in front of you. Do you not see?
就说, 马大你见不见到啊? 其实就说,
now the Greek word for that phrase, I am, is ego eimi.
就说耶稣那时候他说我是这个希腊文的意思。
We see that many places in the Gospel of John, but we also see that in Exodus 3 when God appeared to Moses in a burning bush.
他说我是这个意思其实在约翰福音里有讲到也都在当时旧约的出埃及记都有同一个讲到。
In Exodus 3, Moses ran away from Egypt into the wilderness, and he's been there and he's been tending sheep all his life.
啊,咁喺出埃及記第三章嘅時候,摩西佢離開個埃及就喺個去管理個羊嘅時候,
and in his solitude, he all of a sudden sees in his distance a bush on fire.
佢就係摩西睇到一個點著火,一個嘅驚擊,
but he noticed that bush is not burning up.
但是这个有火的荆棘的当中,但是这个荆棘,这个树没有被烧着,
keep on burning.
由这个树是仍然的,继续的有火.
He walks closer in curiosity.
他很近的去看,好奇.
And as he and closer, he hears God speaking to him, said, I am who I am.
就说摩西,他越走越近,越走越近,这棵 有着火的荆棘这棵树就说,
God who explains himself I am to his beloved one is the one that is eternal, uncreated, self-existing God.
就是神去自己的去摩西有这个显现就是好像一个火的当中去说出他自己的自在他的永恒和不是被造.
Now here's the connection. The bush should have been consumed already and burnt down, but it was not.
我们很自然地想的就是说,若然有一棵树上面有火的,那棵树应该被烧着。
Some people think that bush was God, but that's pantheism. We don't want that.
有些人会想的就是说,那棵树就是神了。
It was because God's presence was upon that fire.
因为神来到这棵树,
or should I say, God was with that fire or bush.
有些人会说,
God with us, Emmanuel.
就说神在这里当中,
the tomb, a place of dead bodies, should have held Jesus' body longer than 3 days, but it could not.
就是当时有个坟墓,
why? Because Jesus is life.
但耶稣基督是一个生命,
you cannot extinguish the one who is self-sustaining light himself.
我们没办法去消灭一样东西,那样东西是自己供给这个生命的。
You cannot keep the one who is everlasting life in a dead body.
我们不能够将一个永恒的生命摆在一个死的身体当中。
You see, God the Creator left his fingerprints of this in his world.
但是就是说,这个创造世界,这个主,他怎么在这个世界当中留下这些指痕呢?
You know, in the deepest ocean trenches, nearly 7 miles below the surface, where no sunlight has ever reached, there are creatures that glow on their own.
就好像这个深海当中,我们看到,深海里面,就算是在7公里以下的,
They carry their own light. They do not borrow it from outside source.
这些微生的生物,它自己能够产生这个光,
In that total darkness, life shines from within.
就说在完全黑暗的海域当中, 这些微生物它自己反出这个光,去照亮其他。
It is the same God who placed his son in the deepest darkness of the grave.
就是神怎样将他自己独生子埋葬在这个坟墓当中,
and life glowed from within.
就说生命从这个当中去出来。
The tomb could not hold Jesus for the same reason.
而坟墓同样的,不能够去管辖着耶稣的身体。
The deep cannot extinguish those creatures.
那些,就算,好像刚才所说的这些,就算海有多深,都不能够去阻挡这些微生物自己的发光。
Jesus is life.
耶稣基督他自己就是生命。
He doesn't possess life.
他不需要去借助这个生命。
He is life.
他自己就是一个生命。
The source of life, perfecter of life, and the author of life.
耶稣就是他自己,这个生命的主, 他是创造的主, 他给出这个主。
Now, in verse 25, Jesus then unfolds two promises that demolish this death-shaped lifestyle of Martha.
而当时在25节当中,耶稣就给出这个有真正生命的意思,怎样说死不能够掌管我们的生命。
After giving the divine revelation to Martha, he says, Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
而当时耶稣就跟马大说,信我的人虽然死了,也必复活。
What he's saying is that he's not denying the fact that our body will decay and we will die physically. But his promise is those who, everyone who trusts in him. His promise is those who believe in Jesus. Death is something else.
死的意思是有另一个看法。
It's rather a door onto eternal heaven rather than a wall or a period of one's soul.
就说死不是像一封墙那样,只是撞一撞,停下来,而是反而有一道门是过着,打开,而去另一个地方。
And second, whoever those who believe that everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die, in verse 26.
而第26节说,凡活着信我的人,
The life that Jesus is giving to his believers, it does not end at the grave.
就说,相信主耶稣的人,他们的死了之后,他们的生命不是只停下了这个坟墓的时间。
It is continuous.
一个人死了之后会继续的。
It cannot be broken by death itself.
这个生命不是只死了之后就停下了。
It is eternal.
这个生命是永恒的。
Because it is rooted, this life is now rooted in Jesus' own deathless, resurrected hope. But I cannot hate Martha. Because she comes back with her rebuttal. And an improved response, Martha says in verse 27, Yes, Lord! I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world.
而马太第27节就说,主啊,是的,我信你是基督,是神的儿子,就是要临到世界的。
When Jesus meets unbelieving beloved ones,
当耶稣去来到他所爱的人,
who were so incredulous in their disbelief on God and Jesus himself, when they meet Jesus and Jesus gives divine revelation, their posture changes immediately. And we've seen that repeatedly in the past, haven't we? And their response becomes a worship doxology of who Jesus is. When Jesus was gracious enough to open the eyes of Martha Martha was able to proclaim worship and doxology with her heart and with her mouth.
而就是耶稣基督他怎样去将马大的眼去打开, 而让他能够心里面有改变, 能够去敬拜主, 去爱主。
And these doxological proclamation that has been recorded in John are they share similarities.
而就是说在约翰福音里面讲的就是说怎样神将马大的心改变。
First, you are the Christ.
他就说马大怎样去赞美耶稣基督就说你耶稣就是一个基督。
Meaning, you are the long-awaited King, the Messiah.
基督意思就是说你是一个我们被等待了很久的君王。
Second, Martha says, you are the Son of God. Meaning, you are not just a human being. You are truly God himself.
而第二就是马大怎样跟耶稣说就说你是神的儿子。意思就是说他相信耶稣是一个神。
And third, the one coming into the world, which means you are the fulfillment of every promise God made.
他说你要临到这个世界，这个意思就是说他是来到去成就了以前旧约所讲的一个预言。
How did she get from one of disbelieving heart or skeptical heart to a doxological heart?
我们就看到马大由从前的不能够相信的时候怎么变成现在能够相信耶稣基督。
A moment ago she was grieving because of Lazarus and because Jesus was being late.
因为马大在刚刚开始的时候他仍然未去相信仍然埋怨为什么耶稣没有做一些事。
Now she is glorifying Jesus.
现在反而他是去赞美耶稣。
How does one's soul and how does one's inner and outer being change so quickly when they meet Jesus in his true identity?
就是怎样看到马大怎样由未相信的由转去完全相信当马大去见到耶稣。
That may sound strange, but that has been recorded many, many times in the Bible that when a disbelieving, a suffering soul meets Jesus, everything about them changes.
其实在圣经里面当中有很多的例子都有讲到就是怎样人去从前未相信的时候当人去认识耶稣基督人的生命有改变。
And it changed because her eyes are now opened by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而马大当中心里面有改变, 为什么? 因为他的心,他的眼被打开。
I pray that, I don't know where you are right now in your faithful journey.
我现在不知道你在你圣灵的生命当中,
I pray that you meet Jesus just as Martha met Jesus.
我希望你内心里面好像马大一样去追求耶稣基督。
And that he would speak to you in his word and to encourage you by showing you who he truly is.
我希望你好像马大一样去求神去将他的说话临到你。
In 2 Kings 6, the prophet Elisha, his servant wakes up one morning and finds that the Syrian army was surrounding where they were sleeping.
在这个《列王记下》第六章讲到以利沙，他早上起来，见到这个亚兰这个军包围着这个城。
And he panics and he goes to his master. Elisha said, Master, what? You have to wake up and see what's going on around there.
以利沙的仆人就看到这样了，这个城被军人去围住，就很惊，很惊去找以利沙。
But Elisha said to him in verse 16 of 2 Kings chapter 6, Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
就在《列王记下》第六章第十六节讲到，以利沙就跟他仆人讲，就说，不要惧怕，与我们同在彼的。
The servant doesn't understand what the master is saying. What are you talking about? So Elisha offers a prayer to God with one simple sentence prayer in verse 17. He says, Lord, open his eyes so that he may see.
而当时以利沙就很简单的，只是祈祷，就希望神就将这个仆人的眼去打开，就说。 耶和华，求你开他的眼目，使他能看见。
He doesn't rebuke him.
他沒有去埋怨他。
Oh, you little of faith.
以利沙沒有埋怨這個僕人。
But rather, he prays for him.
反而他幫他祈禱。
And the Lord heard that prayer and opens the servant's eyes.
而神就怎樣去聽到這個禱告，就將這個僕人的眼去打開。
And suddenly the servant sees the hills filled with horses and chariots of fire.
而這個祈禱之後，就是說這個僕人去看到整個山充滿著有兵有馬。
They were there all along.
而他們其實一直都在那裡。
But he couldn't simply see them because his eyes were closed.
就說這個有兵有馬能夠幫助他打敵人，但他從前看不到。
The Holy Spirit opens our eyes in our heart.
聖靈去幫助我們的心。
And he unveils the glory of Christ to us. And that is what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in this room this morning. The glory of the risen Christ is here with us. The question is not whether it is real or whether you're panicking. The question is whether your eyes of your heart are open or closed. This is the work of the entire triune God. The Father sent the begotten Son into our graveyard on behalf of us. And Son declared Himself to be our resurrection and life. And the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to see and believe in Jesus. All three persons of the Godhead are working this morning together. To invite us into the beautiful and meaningful resurrection of Jesus for us. And Jesus himself actually gives us this pattern before. In Matthew 12 says, As Jonah was 3 days in the belly of a great fish, So will the Son of Man be 3 days in the heart of the earth.
在馬太福音第十二章第四十節講到話，若拿三日三夜在大魚腹中，人之也要這樣三日三夜在地頭裡。
The glory of resurrected King Jesus is that when Jonah was swallowed alive into pitch darkness,
當這個，譬如，看回舊約就是說，約拿他在被大魚去吃了三天三夜。
After 3 days, a fish could not hold him. Therefore, God commanded, and the sea expelled Jonah onto dry land.
三天三夜，他在鱼的腹中，神就叫这个鱼将约拿去放出来。
But glory of Jesus outshadows that type.
但是耶稣基督的复活更加的厉害。
Jonah went into fish because of his own rebellion against God, but Christ went into the earth because of our rebellion against God. The glory of the resurrected king is that Jonah was preserved alive and the fish spit him out, yet Christ actually died.
就說約拿被魚吞了三日三夜，是神保護他，生命在魚的當中，但是耶穌基督他真的去死亡，埋葬在墳墓。Maybe
Jonah came out almost being drowned to death, and yet Christ came out of death and radiant as the firstborn.
就說約拿他自己出來的時候，可能是好像可能得回半條人命。 但耶稣基督他真的去死亡，而之后的真正有复活。The
grave could not hold him there because death has no jurisdiction over the author of life.
就说这个坟墓不能够去掌管耶稣基督的生命，因为这个死亡不能够去掌权。
He bore the full weight of human sin, even though death had no sting on him. Because Father laid sins of yours and mine on him.
And he
bore it willingly until the hill of Golgotha. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, He endured the cross.
希伯来书第十二章二节讲到话,
For the joy set before him.
就说, 他为了摆在他前面的喜乐,
and he died.
他忍受这个十字架,
they sealed the tomb.
将这个坟墓去,
and for 3 days, everything was silent.
耶稣基督死之后三日里面当中世界都充满着这个植物
But on the first day of the week
但在之后的星期日
The stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out but to let the witnesses in
就在星期日的当中这个坟墓去打开 不是说叫给耶稣去走出来 而是反而给这个当时的人去看到究竟这个坟墓是空的
Tomb was empty
这个坟墓是空的
Death had been absorbed, exhausted, and conquered from in, within.
就说这个死亡在当中,
the 4th century bishop Athanasius saw it clearly.
在第四世纪当中, 这个主教这个有讲到,
and he later wrote this down. He said, Christ did not defeat death from a distance.
他说耶稣基督,
he let death swallow him. The way the fish swallowed Jonah.
就说耶稣基督被死亡吞没去，就好像大鱼一样吞没约拿。
And then he destroyed it from within.
但耶稣基督将死亡从入面的当中去战胜。
Death is now a conquered enemy, stripped of his power, parading around us, though it still has authority, it does not.
而就是说死亡就是被神去征服，是完全去剥夺了死亡的掌权。
So what does this mean for us today?
所以今天早上，我们明白这个意思的时候，对我们有什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, because Christ is risen, that means our grief has been met.
就说当这个，我们明白就说这个人，耶稣基督已经是复活了。Because
he is risen, he wept, he holds your tears in nail-pierced hands.
就说当我们明白耶稣基督已经是复活的时候， 我们的伤痛已经是被这个捉去拿开
Second, because Christ is risen, your sins have been forgiven.
就耶稣基督已经复活了, 我们所有的罪已经是被赦免
All of it, once for all.
一切的一次过的是被赦免
Because Romans 4 testifies to us that he was delivered up for your trespasses and raised for your justification.
就在罗马书第四章25节讲到说, 他为了我们的过犯被交付, 为了我们的轻义被复活。
Our iniquities that holds us down now have been paid in full.
我们当中人生当中所有的罪业已经是被付清了。
And because Christ is risen third, death is not the end of your existence.
就说因为我们相信基督已经复活, 死亡不是我们人生里面的终点站。
It does not steer the way you live, nor it should change the way you live.
不是只是单单的说, 去改变我们人生里面怎样去行我们的生命。
Because it is now a doorway into a world of the glory of God.
让我们是真的明白, 我们人生的当中, 死后就好像过着一道门,
And because Christ is risen, you are no longer living to save yourself. Because the resurrection power, according to Ephesians 1, is at work in you if you believe in Him.
就说这个复活的主在以弗所书第一章十九至二十节讲到就是说所有的工作是靠着耶稣基督不是靠着你自己
Let me close this sermon with something personal.
所以我最后我结束的我们讲一个
For very, very long time in my life,
在一個好我人生當中，我生命當中很長的時間，
I didn't understand the importance of the resurrection of Christ until I went to the seminary.
在我生命當中，我不太明白這個復活，直至到我去了這個神學院。
It was one thing that you do every year on that Easter Sunday, but nothing more.
就是說我的生命過著，就是說我每年的復活節就是 去聽有復活節，這個復活的這個故事。
I knew that Jesus was risen from the dead, but it did not have the joy as much as I did for the death of Jesus.
我去明白耶穌基督的復活，但是不能夠明白當中的意思。
I had the knowledge about the resurrection, but I did not have the risen Christ himself as the treasure of my heart.
我相信的頭腦上去相信耶穌基督的復活，但不能够有一个真正的快乐在我生命当中。
And later, what changed me on the view of the resurrection of Christ is not that I tried to be a better Christian harder.
不是为我自己去尝试去成为更加好的基督徒，让我更加去明白这个当中的意思。
It wasn't like that I prayed more than before, nor I attended more church services than before.
也不是说我尝试的祈祷多一点，或者去多啲嘅教會，令我人生入邊當中有多啲嘅改變。
Nor that I cleaned up my life and really I finally get my life put together.
唔係話我自己點樣嘅生命當中點樣嘅人生當中有改變，令到我更加去相信主。
But what did change me is that God in His mercy opened my eyes.
反而真正嘅改變就係話神去開我嘅眼睛。
Just like the same way He opened the eyes of Elisha's servant.
就話好似神點樣去開以利沙。
Just the way that he opened Martha's eyes,
对同一样的神怎么去开马大的眼睛,
I begin to realize death and the resurrection of Christ cannot be separated.
让我去真正明白耶稣基督的死和他的复活是不可以分开来明白。
And when I saw it, it changed from deep core of my being, and I finally knew the reason for my living or my life.
我之後真正的能夠去開始神打開我的眼，去讓我去明白我人生我的目標。
That I was made for a purpose.
我人生當中的人生的目標是為著一些的目標。
And that purpose of my life was to know God and make Him known.
我的目標就是說我需要去認識神，也都將這個人這個信息去達到給其他人去認識。
But this is what 2 Corinthians is promising.We all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to the other.
就讲到就话喺个哥林多后书三章第十八节讲到，我们众人虽然披着脸得以看见主的荣光，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣。
What changed Martha from grievous moment of suffering onto doxological proclamation of who Christ is.
就话点样入佢讲到就话马大点样去改变，从佢唔系好明白当中复活嘅意思，到佢完全去相信呢个主耶稣基督系个复活嘅主。
It's not that Martha served more than Mary.
唔系话因着马大佢更加嘅好似比佢玛利亚更加嘅懂得去侍奉。
When Jesus visited their house.
当耶稣基督嚟到佢嘅
It was because she was beholding Jesus as who he is.
但反而是因为马大他明白耶稣基督他真正是哪一位。
And when the true knowledge of who Jesus is and his identity has been revealed to us, then the Holy Spirit will help us to believe.
而就是说当我们人去看到就说耶稣基督他自己显现他的真正的这个是一个神圣灵会帮助我们开我们的心去明白。
On this Easter Sunday, my beloved brothers and sisters, I want you to be encouraged. If you are a believer today,
所有弟兄姊妹，若然今天的早上，若然你是相信主耶稣基督的弟兄姊妹，
and yet your faith has grown cold,
或者你的信心里面当中好像慢慢的冷却，
you've grown tired,
或者你神圣的生命当中觉得很累，
and you feel like your prayers are not going anywhere,
或者你觉得你祈祷的生命当中好像没去到哪里一样，
would you remember with me,
但我希望你跟我一起，
that the resurrection,
是就说这个复活，
is not just something you remember on Easter Sunday,
这个复活不是只是单单的你在复活节当中去听到去明白，
he is alive today, tomorrow tomorrow in your life.
因为复活的耶稣基督是昨天的、今天的、永远的活着。
That he is your Lord and Savior every bit of your life, whether you like it or not. In his eyes, what God sees is God and Christ's righteousness.
无论你喜欢的、不喜欢的好，这个复活的耶稣基督的主是永远长存。
If you are suffering and carrying grief and facing illness and walking through a dark valley on your own,
或者你现在是在受苦的，或者你有悲伤的时间，或者面对着一些的负担的时候，
Would you join me as we behold Jesus who's standing right in front of you as he was standing right in front of Martha?
就是我希望你好像跟我一起一样去看到，就是说耶稣基督好像在马大在他的前面。
And know that our risen Jesus, who had been through death himself, now offers you himself, the resurrection.
就是明白耶稣基督他自己的，他自己的亲身去经过这个死亡，他现在已经是复活。
And know the risen Jesus is enough.
就是明白，就是这个复活的耶稣基督已经是足够。
But if you're today and you have not trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior,
但若然你今天早上仍然的未相信主耶稣基督成你个人救主的时候，
or if you're still skeptical and curious, or you just were someone who was dragged into this room today by someone else,
或者你仍然的心中里面是仍然充满着一个怀疑，有一个好奇，或者你今天早上是人家叫你一起回来，你就在这里了。
I want you to know that Jesus did not ask Martha to understand everything before she believes.
我知道，但我想你明白，就是说耶稣基督没有叫他马大去相信一切所有的东西才能够去明白。
He did not ask her to fix her life first before you come to believe.
耶稣基督没有说，就是说你要去搞掂晒你生命当中所有嘅嘢啦，你先至能够相信。
He did not give her a long list of checklists to check off before you can believe in me.
冇讲就话俾人清单你，你要相信晒去做呢啲嘅嘢啦，你先能够相信我。
He offered himself as life, and then in the resurrection.
耶稣佢自己亲自嘅俾佢生命，首先俾到你。
And he asked her, "Do you believe this?"
耶稣佢自己亲自嘅先去嚟到你嘅生命当中，去帮助你明白。之后你去问你，你信呢啲？你信我讲嘅说话吗
？Martha says, "Yes, Lord."
马大就话：我相信。
I believe in you.
马大就话：我喺你当中，我相信。
And her confession is available to you now.
就话马大所讲嘅说话，呢、这个相信你都能够去明白。
Not after you clean up your mess, not after you figure everything out, but now when Christ is risen.
唔系话我哋自己需要嘅，点样去解决我人生当中我所有嘅生命？怎样 去解脱的事情才能够认识耶稣基督。
So would you behold risen King together with your brothers and sisters in arms?
所以我们弟兄姊妹的，我希望你能够一起去相信这个复活的主。
Wherever you are in your stages of your life, I want you to be encouraged to behold the Christ who was dead and is alive forevermore.
我希望无论你在生命当中，你在什么处境当中，弟兄姊妹朋友，我都希望你能够去明白。
Would you behold his wounds and his pierced sides and hear his nailed hands, the Lamb of God who has taken away your sin?
我希望你能够去注视、去明白、去睇到，就话呢个有钉痕嘅双手去为到人去死。
And would you behold the King of Kings who will come again in clouds in beautiful and glorious body?End of his kingdom, there will be no end.
希望你能够去都系明白呢个嘅复活嘅主，佢会再一次嘅嚟到呢个世界当中。
Christ is risen.
耶稣基督已经复活。
Happy Easter, everyone.
复活节快乐，大家。
Let me close in a word of prayer. But before we do that, for those who are suffering, the risen Christ is near to the brokenhearted.
我哋完之前，我想大家提醒大家，就系复活嘅耶稣基督来到一个伤心人的生命当中，
is near to those who are crushed in spirit.
无论你生命当中是被破碎。
And second, those who have never trusted Christ before.
既然你未相信耶稣基督，
I hope this day is the day you want to begin.
我希望今天的早上你要开始有改变。
If something in your heart is stirring, if God is speaking to you through his word, even faintly,
我希望神的说话是开始的，在你内心里面有说话。
Martha's confession is your confession today.
而马大嘅佢嘅求神去忏悔，同你当面生命当中系一样。
He hears your prayer. He receives you in the name of Jesus.
神 Would you
join me in a word of prayer?
我们一起去祈祷。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的主,
your son Jesus stood before Martha and Thomas on a dusty road in an empty, in a closed room to declare yourself to be the resurrection and the life.
同一个主来一样的在马大当中或者是小信的托马士都一样的在你面前去悔改。
And we lift up our dear brothers and sisters into your hand to do what you only can do to open our eyes.
我们求我们弟兄姊妹朋友的都能够打开你的心去明白。
For those who have believed in you for years but whose faith has grown cold,
我们可能在座当中相信了你很多年但是我们信心里面有软弱。
For those who had right theology filled in the right drawer of their mind but have lost the wonder of your resurrection,
我们都可能说从前的只是头脑上的相信但是没有内心里面有真正的改变。
We ask that you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, take the veil off from their eyes.
我们求主让你的话语让你的圣灵去打开我们的心。
Would you rekindle the fire that first brought them to their knees? And for those who are suffering this morning, O God, there are people who are carrying grief they have not spoken out loud. Walking through a valley so dark they cannot see the next step. We ask that you would meet them. You are the God who wept at Lazarus' tomb, O God. You are near to the brokenhearted, O God. Remind them that Christ is risen this morning. For those who have never trusted before you, we ask that you would open their eyes again. Those who have walked in this room uncertain, skeptical, or perhaps even afraid, we lift them up to your Son, who has promised that whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Lord, only you know what our people are going through. Only you know the hearts in this room. In the mighty and merciful name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, we trust in your hand. Who alone can raise the dead from dead. And offer eternal life. Amen.
Amen.